بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So today is the 8th day of Ramadan, 1443 after Hijrah, and this is the 8th reminder, the 8th short reminder on the importance of Tawheed. And in yesterday's lesson, the point that we spoke of was that the very first obligation upon the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, the very first obligation, the awwal wajib, is to make the shahadatan, is to simply express the statements La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. This first obligation is unlike what is claimed by the people of Kalam, the people of deviation and misguidance, because they claim that the first obligation is for a person to observe, reflect, and to convince himself by rational arguments that there is a creator and a maker. Right? So this is the saying of the mutakallimeen, the people of Kalam. This is what they claim the very first obligation is upon a servant. And some of them even go to an extreme and they say that rather the first obligation is to have shak, is to be doubtful, meaning that you start from the position of doubt and then you convince yourself about the existence of a creator. And yet others, another type of extreme they went into was that they even declared a person to be a non-Muslim who reached the age of maturity and who did not establish the proof for Allah's existence. And so all of this is misguidance. And we mentioned that knowledge of Allah is fitri, daruri, it is innate, intuitive, and it is necessarily known. And Allah is known already by the fitra, and there are many, many evidences of that. And for that reason, the very first thing that the messengers, they called to, was simply to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya qawmi abudullah, O my people, worship Allah. That's what they began with, because the issue of Allah's existence was never really in dispute. So that was yesterday. What is the very first obligation? Tawheed is the very first obligation, showing its tremendous importance. Today we are going to discuss the fact that Tawheed is the very first thing that a person will be asked in the grave, and likewise Tawheed is the very first thing about which a person will be asked on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. Right? So we know it's the first obligation. We know it's the first thing a person says to enter into Islam, and it's the last thing a person says when he departs from this world, because a person ought to say La ilaha illallah. And following on from that, it will be the first thing that he will be asked in the grave. And it will be the first thing that he will be asked about on Yawmul Qiyamah. So today we are going to look at some evidences for this statement. And so as for the grave, then the evidence for that is the very long hadith of Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, where he speaks about what happens to a believing slave when he dies. So inshallah we'll summarize the hadith, because the hadith is quite long, but we'll just summarize the translation of that hadith. And so in that hadith from Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, indeed, when a believer, when he's about to depart from the world and turn to the hereafter, the angels descend from the heaven. And these angels, they have white faces, as if their faces are like the sun. And they have a shroud from the shrouds of paradise. And so they come until they sit by this person's head, meaning the person who is about to be taken away, taken, whose life is about to be, expire. And they say, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ O good soul, O good soul. And in another narration it says, أَلْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ O tranquil soul. Come out to the forgiveness of Allah and His pleasure. أَخْرِجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ Come out to Allah's forgiveness and to His pleasure. So what happens is that the soul comes out very, very easily and very smoothly. Just like when you pour, for example, when you pour something from a container and you see the drops and the water coming out very, very smoothly, very easily. This is how the soul of a believer is taken out by the angels. And then in another narration it says, when the soul comes out from the believer's body, then every angel that is between the heaven and the earth, you know, invokes, sends a salat upon that soul. And the heavens of the doors of the heavens are opened for that soul. And there is no keeper by any of those doors, except that it invokes Allah, it asks Allah that the soul be allowed to ascend, right? So the soul continues to ascend. So anyhow, when the angels take it, they put it in the shroud, and then the Messenger of Allah, he mentioned the verse in the Quran, وَتَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ That our messengers take this soul and they don't fall short. And then as the soul is taken and ascending, there comes from the soul this fragrance, which is like misk, which is like musk. And no fragrance has been found like it on the face of this earth. And they rise in the heavens, and every time they rise, there's a group of angels which says, who or what is this good soul? Who or what is this good soul? And so the angels who took the soul, they say, فَيَقُولُونَ فُلَانَ بِن فُلَانَ It is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And they mention him by the best of names, by all of the best of names that he used to be called and referred to in the life of this world. So they keep ascending until they come, until they come to the lowest heaven, and they ask for that door to be opened. So the door is opened for them, and then they keep going through each heaven in a similar manner until they come to the seventh heaven, the seventh heaven. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, اُكْتُبُوا كِتَابَ عَبْدِي فِي عِلِّيِّينَ So write, inscribe or write the book of my servant into عِلِّيِّين. And this is a reference to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ So this is the register that is above, in the seventh heaven. So his book will be written into the عِلِّيِّينَ. And then it will be said, return him to the earth. Because, this is Allah Azza wa Jal, return him to the earth. فَإِنِّي وَعَدْتُهُمْ أَنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى So Allah said, for indeed I have promised them that from the earth did I create them, to it shall I return them, and from it will I bring them out another time. So then the soul is returned back to the earth, and the soul is combined again with the body. And then it's at this point that the soul hears the footsteps of the people who came to his burial as they walk away. And then at this point, the angels come. These angels come and they sit him up. And they say to him, Man Rabbuk? Man Rabbuk? And he will say, Rabbi Allah, the believer. And then they will say to him, Ma Deenuk? What is your religion? And he will say, Deeni Islam, Al-Islam. And then they will say to him, Ma Hadha Rajul? Alladhi Bu'itha Feekum. Who is this man who was sent amongst you? And he will say, the believer, Huwa Rasulullah. And then they will say, فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ وَمَا عِلْمُكَ وَمَا عِلْمُكَ, like, what is your knowledge? How, where did you get your knowledge of this? فَيَقُول, he will say, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, I read the book of Allah, فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ, I believed in it, وَصَدَّقْتُ, and I believed in it. And then once again they will say, مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَنْ نَبِيُّكْ, and this will then be the last trial upon the believer in the grave. And he will then reply, رَبِّي اللَّهِ وَدِينِ إِسْلَاءَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَنَبِيِّ مُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And so here Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed the believer firmness in answering this question. And this also is referred to in the Quran, because in Surah Ibrahim, verse 27, Allah Azza wa Jal said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, Allah will make firm those who believe with a firm statement in the life of this world and in the hereafter. And this statement here is referring to the answer in the grave. So then, once the believer has confirmed his answer, then it will be called out in the heaven, it will be called out that صَدَقَ عَبْدِي, my servant has spoken the truth. فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, right? So then it will be announced that, you know, clothe him in paradise and open the door for him in paradise and so on. And then he will smell the fragrance and the goodness, and then his grave will expand as far as he can see. And then a man will come to him, a representation in the form of a man will come to him. He will have a good face, a handsome face, good, beautiful clothes. His fragrance will be nice and beautiful. And this man will say, I give you glad tidings with that which will bring you joy. I give you glad tidings of pleasure of Allah, of the pleasure of Allah, and of gardens in which there is, you know, persistent bliss. And this is the day that you were promised. This is the day that you were promised. And so the man, the believer, will say, and who are you? Who are you? Because your face brings good news. And then this man will respond, أَنَا عَمَلُكَ أَصَّالِحَ, I am your righteous deeds. So the righteous deeds will take on, the righteous deeds of a believer, they will take on the appearance of a man. And so the man will say, I am your righteous deeds, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْتُكَ إِلَّا كُنْتَ سَرِيعًا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ بَطِيعًا فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. So this man will say, by Allah, I have never known you except to be quick in Allah's obedience and to be very slow in Allah's disobedience. فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, may Allah reward you with good. And then a door will be opened in the grave looking into paradise, and a door will be opened looking into hellfire. And then it will be said to him, هَذَا مَنْزِلُكْ لَوْ عَصَيْتَ اللَّهُ أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ هَذَا. So it will be said to him, this was your destination, pointing to the hellfire, had you disobeyed Allah. And Allah has replaced it with this, meaning paradise. فَإِذَا رَأَى مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, then when he sees what is in paradise, he will say, رَبِّ عَجِّلْ قِيَامَ السَّاعَةِ, oh my Lord, hasten the establishment of the hour, so that I may return to my family and my wealth. And then it will be said to him, Uskun, be tranquil, be calm. So this hadith, the hadith, long hadith of Al-Bara bin Azib, what is the shahid, what is the point of evidence that we are taking from this hadith? It is that the very first question in the grave will be about Tawheed. Right? Just as the first obligation upon a servant in this world is Tawheed, likewise in the grave, the very first question will be about Tawheed. So when it is said, Man Rabbuk, this means, who is the Lord that you used to worship? So this question is not about Rububiyyah. It's not asking, who is your Lord? It's asking, who is the Lord that you used to worship? So it's Rabb meaning Ilah, meaning deity, right? As we mentioned before in the previous reminder, that when Rabb is mentioned on its own, it includes the meaning of Ilah. And when Ilah is mentioned on its own, it includes the meaning of Rabb. And we spoke of the relationship between Rabb and Ilah, Rububiyyah and Ilah. So here in the grave, Man Rabbuk means Man Ilahuk wa Khaliquk. Who is your deity that you worshipped and who is your Lord and Creator? So the shahid, the point of evidence, is this hadith is very clear that the very first question a person will be asked is about Tawheed in the grave. And if a person established Tawheed and he followed the Messenger and he adhered to what is required of the necessities of Tawheed, then he will be able to answer easily, quickly, swiftly, without any hesitation, Rabbi Allah wa Dini al-Islam wa Nabiyyi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously, conversely, if he was not like that, then he will not be able to answer. So this is the evidence as it relates to the grave. The grave. The very first question in the grave is about Tawheed. What about Yawmul Qiyamah? What about Yawmul Qiyamah? The evidence from the Quran that the first thing that a person will be asked on Yawmul Qiyamah is about Tawheed is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Qasas, which is the 28th chapter, verse number 65. In which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ The day on which He will call out to them and will say, with what did you respond to the messengers? How did you respond to the messengers? Al-Imam al-Tabari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that Allah the Most High, he says, that the day on which Allah will call out those polytheists, and he will say to him, he will say to them, فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ How did you, meaning how did you respond to those messengers that we sent to you, who called you, مِنْ دُعَائِكُمْ إِلَى تَوْحِيدِنَا Who called you to our Tawheed wal Bara'ati min al Authani wal Asnami, and who called you to free yourselves from idols and statues and the likes. Waqala Ibn Jurayj, he said regarding this verse, Mada ajabtumul mursaleen, how did you respond to the messengers? Ibn Jurayj said, Bila ilaha illallah at Tawheed. Bila ilaha illallah at-tawheed. Meaning that the answer would be or ought to be for the believer that we responded to them with la ilaha illallah, with tawheed. And likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he likewise says regarding this particular verse, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ The day on which he will call them and say, how did you respond to the messengers? So Ibn Kathir says, النِّدَاءُ الْأَوَّلُ عَنْ سُؤَالِ التَّوْحِيدِ The very first call, you know, this the call that will be made, will be about the question about Tawheed. وَهَذَا فِيهِ إِثْبَاتُ النُّبُوَاتِ Right, so the very fact that the very first question will be about Tawheed, this in itself is a proof of the sending of the prophets. And what was your answer to the messengers that were sent to you? And How was your behavior towards them? And so this question on Yawmul Qiyamah is similar to the questions in the grave. Right? Because in the grave we are asked, Man Rabbuk wa ma dinuk wa man nabiyuk. Right? Which means, who is your Lord, who is your Prophet, and what is your religion? So something similar will occur on the Day of Judgment. Right? Because, as occurs in this verse, مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ How did you respond to the messengers? And so the believer, you know, as just like he says in the grave, because the believer says in the grave, he will testify that لا إله إلا الله, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and that Islam is his religion. Right? So he will respond like this in the grave. And the disbeliever will say, I do not know. Ha, la adri. I do not know. And he will not have any answer in the grave. In a like fashion, in the same way, the same thing will happen on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. The believer will answer, obviously, with La ilaha illallah, and with Tawheed. He will say, I responded to the messengers with La ilaha illallah, with Tawheed. Right? This is what he will say. As for the kafir on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then he will have nothing except silence. He will have nothing except silence. And this is because, as Ibn Kathir says, that the person, لِأَنَّ مَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى, whoever was blind in this life, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ, then he will be even more blind and even more astray in the hereafter. And for this reason we find that in the very next verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ He's now speaking about the people of disbelief. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ What does this mean? It means that they will be completely blinded from having any kind of argument or excuse, and they will not even ask each other. They won't even ask each other, okay, what's our answer? Do we have an excuse? Do we have an argument? What shall we say? Because they know that they will have absolutely nothing to say. Right? Meaning that they know that they will be guilty of disbelief. They knew that they were, willfully chose disbelief. So they will have nothing. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ The meaning of this is, as explained by the Mufassirin, that they will have no argument, no excuse, no response, nothing to say. It will be total, utter, complete silence on their behalf. Why? Because the Hujjah will be very, very clearly established. They knew that they were guilty of disbelief, so therefore they will have no answer. They will have nothing with which to answer this question. مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ How did you respond to the messengers? So likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in another verse in Surah Al-Hijr, the 15th chapter, verses 92 and 93, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ By your Lord, we shall certainly ask them all, what did they used to do? What did they used to do? So this ayah is another proof that the very first question on Yawmul Qiyamah is going to be about Tawheed. We'll mention a few statements from some of the scholars. Al-Imam Al-Tabari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that the questions... the meaning of this verse is that by your Lord, O Muhammad, we shall certainly ask those who rejected some of this Quran and, made it into different parts and rejecting some and accepting others, that we shall ask them in the hereafter, what did they used to do in the life of this world with respect to what we commanded them with? And with respect to what we sent you, O Muhammad, with to them, of the verses of my book, which I revealed to them, and in what we call them to, of my tawheed, and freeing themselves from idols and rivals and things of that nature. Right? This is the meaning of this ayah. And likewise, from Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu and Mujahid, that they said about this verse, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And they both said, Anas and Mujahid, قَالَ عَنْ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Right, so this verse means that we will ask them all about the testimony, La ilaha illallah. And from Abu al-Aliyah, the Tabi'i Abu al-Aliyah, who said about the same verses, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He said, يُسْأَلُ الْعِبَادِ كُلَّهُمْ مِنْ خِلَّتَيْنِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ وَأَمَّا أَجَابُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So Abu al-Ali said that on the day of judgment, the servants will be asked two things. First of all, who did they worship? Who did they used to worship? And how did they respond to the messengers, to their respective messengers? So again, this is the same as what happens in the grave, right? Who is man rabbuk, meaning man ilahuk? Who did you used to worship? Likewise on yawm al-qiyamah, amma kanu ya'budun? What did you used to worship? And likewise, how did you respond to this man, to the messenger? وَأَمَّا أَجَابُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And on the Day of Judgment, it will be the same thing. And likewise, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said the same thing about these verses. He said, وَأَسْلُ الْإِيمَانِ, the foundation of Iman, is the tawheed of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, by worshipping Him alone without any partners, and to have Iman in His messengers. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. Then he used these same verses as the proof. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We shall indeed, by your Lord, we shall ask them all, what did they used to do? And likewise, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said about the same verses, he said, فَإِنَّ الشَّعْنَ كُلَّهُ في لا إله إلا الله والمدار عليها والسؤال يوم القيامة عنها. He says all of the affair, the entire affair, is about لا إله إلا الله, is about this statement, the statement of Tawheed. والمدار عليها, everything revolves around it. والسؤال يوم القيامة عنها, the question on the Day of Judgment will be about this specifically. قال تعالى, Ibn al-Qayyim says, قال تعالى, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your Lord, we shall ask them all, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about what they used to do. Ibn al-Qayyim then says, قال غير واحد من السلف, more than one from the Salaf said, هُوَ عَنْ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It is about the statement, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So meaning that all of the questioning on the Day of Judgment, all of it will be centered around the kalima la ilaha illallah. So Ibn al-Qayyim explains what this means. فَإِنَّ السُّؤَالُ كُلَّهُ عَنْهَا وَعَنْ أَحْكَامِهَا وَحُقُوقِهَا وَوَاجِبَاتِهَا وَلَوَازِمِهَا. He says, all of the questions will be about the rulings pertaining to La ilaha illallah, and the rights pertaining to La ilaha illallah, and the obligations of La ilaha illallah, and the lawazim, the necessities that follow on from La ilaha illallah. Right? So this is what all the questioning will be centered around. Everything is centered around La ilaha illallah. Ibn al-Qayyim says that these are things The two questions, kalimatan, yus'alu anhuma al-awwalun wal-akhirun. That the very first of the people and the very last of the people will be asked two questions. Mada kuntum ta'budun? Mada kuntum ta'budun? What did you used to worship? Wa mada ajabtumul mursaleen? And how did you respond to the messengers? Right? So, this is again, it represents what happens in the grave. So the question is, you know, who did you used to worship? And what was the way, the path, the route that you worshipped him? Meaning it was through the messengers and through what the messengers brought. Which means that everything really revolves around the kalima la ilaha illallah on yawm al-qiyamah. So finally Ibn al-Qayyim says, wa amrun hadha sha'nuhu haqiqun bi an tan'aqidu 'alayhi al-khanasir. He says this is an affair that is worthy of that, you know, that even the smallest fingers should be wrapped around it, right? You know, when you hold something and you want to hold onto something very, very tightly, then every one of your fingers, even the smallest ones, should grab onto it tightly. This is what Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, right? The issue of la ilaha illallah. Likewise, wa yu'addu 'alayha bin nawajidh, and it is something that should be bitten onto with the molar, with the molars, the molar teeth, and it should be held onto, you know, even if there are like coals, right? It should be held on to despite that, right? So basically he's showing that the issue of la ilaha illallah, because all the questioning will be built around it on yawmul qiyamah, then this is how a person should hold on to la ilaha illallah, bite onto it with the molars, cling onto it with every single finger, right? He says it is to be made, bal yuj'al huwa al-matlab al-a'zam. It is the greatest pursuit that it should, you know, that should be. So this is the end of the speech of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, and it brings us to an end of today's reminder. Today's reminder was simply to say that just as the first obligation in the life of this world is at-tawheed and la ilaha illallah, the first obligation is tawheed, the shahadatan, then likewise in the grave, the first question will be about that first obligation, tawheed, and likewise on yawm al-qiyamah, similar questions will be asked, which were asked in the grave, right? Amma kanu ya'budun, what did they used to worship? Were, you know, ماذا أجبتم المرسلين? You know, how did you respond to the messengers? So, obviously a believer, if he answered correctly in the grave, then this is glad tidings for him that he will answer correctly in the hereafter as well, because Allah will give him a firm statement in this life and in the hereafter, as occurs in Surah Ibrahim. Right, so the affair will become easy for him on Yawmul Qiyamah. So in essence, in the grave, once he answers correctly and, you know, he sees his place in paradise, this is now a bushra, it is a glad tidings that what is going to come in the hereafter is going to be easy for him, and so therefore the answer for him is also going to be easy. So with that, we'll conclude today's reminder there. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.